Thank you so much for joining us for Rochester Speaks. I'm Christy Credit. So excited today to have my friend Holly Anderson here from the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. She is the executive director. How, we've known it, what, 20 years or so?
22.
20, yes, almost. 22. That's right. That's awesome. And you brought someone new with you, right? Christina.
Yes. Hi.
Christina Thompson, she is the associate director of the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Mm-hmm. How long have you been with BCCR?
I started in January of 2021.
Oh, wow. And what brought you to want to work for such, first of all, I would work any day with Holly, but for what you do, you have to have a big heart.
That's
you
a great question. Yep. Great question. So following my own diagnosis with breast cancer in 2018, I was 39 years old and my kids were just 2 and 5. And
I can't even imagine.
It was a crisis. So I came to the coalition. I met their amazing staff, took part in so many programs. So it was absolutely the perfect thing to return as the program director.
See? Telling you.
Now you just have a, like, is it Holly, right?
Yeah. Right.
Same. Yep.
I looked for community after my own diagnosis of stage 3 breast cancer in 1999. My youngest was 4, and I just, and my, you know, I have 3 other children, but it was definitely crisis. You think you understand breast cancer until you get a diagnosis. And my background is women's health, and I really thought, oh, I know a lot.
Right.
I knew a teaspoon's worth in the ocean kind of thing. Yep. Breast cancer, I learned just how complex it is. And I found the founders who were trying to get the show on the road and open up an office. And I, you know, just off we went.
Wow.
I started out alone at the coalition, and we now have a staff of 11 and adding one more.
Oh, wow.
So,
and it's your 25th year?
We just started the 25th year.
That's amazing. Is there like a bell we can ring or something?
I know. I feel like we should ring a bell.
Yeah,
ring a bell.
Right? Ring a bell.
Yeah. So it's been amazing. And what has happened in breast cancer culture, I guess, if you will.
Yes.
You know, just how far we've come and how far we have to go. It's so bizarre how much we've learned, you know, through research. Mm-hmm. And but every time you get one answer, you end up with 3 questions that need to be investigated. And, you know, breast cancer sadly isn't going anywhere.
No. Nope. Unfortunately, no. But that's always the goal, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The more we grow, the more we learn, the more we know. In fact, I now go and get, obviously, my mammogram, but then I also get an MRI mammogram now.
Okay.
Every 6 months you get one or the other.
And you must have dense breasts.
I actually do not.
Oh, okay.
But my sister does.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I think I have, like, what is that, fatty replaced or something? I don't know. Is that what it's called? I don't know.
No. But, you know, we our roots are in breast cancer, absolutely. But in 2016, we began welcoming gynecologic cancer survivors. It just fit. It's a natural, you know, breast and gynecologic cancer community actually have a lot of overlap, a lot of similar therapies, definitely dealing with similar experiences. So,
well, I think just the family history, my gynecologist was like, you should get the MRI mammogram too, just to be safe.
You're a smart gynecologist.
I lost my mom in July. It was her second battle with breast cancer. And it was, she had had one breast removed. And here's the thing, people, still go and get done what you need to get done, because she wasn't still going and getting checked out.
Right. I'm so sorry. That's sad. One of our most vibrant programs at the coalition is called Common Ground, and it's for those living with metastatic breast or gynecologic cancer.
So very sad.
But I'm sorry about your mom, and it really speaks to the importance of doing follow-up and in exploring genetics as well.
Right,
even
which
if
I
you,
did.
You, even
I did
if
the BRCA.
Good. Okay, so there are about 87 genes that they can test for that are associated with breast cancer now, and I'm no expert.
I am not either.
We're shocked by what has been learned beyond BRCA1 and BRCA2.
Oh, yeah.
So folks that have been tested.
She said, I didn't have that, but I had something else.
Okay.
Like, not the breast cancer, but there's something else that I should look for. And I'm like, I didn't even know you could do that now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it was interesting.
Yeah. Watch that. Keep your eye on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, absolutely. The reason you're here, though,
yeah,
is because you have your event coming up.
We do. And it is, last year we decided to change the name of the event because the Pink Ribbon Walk and Run was so specific to breast cancer. And so one of our very creative staff members threw out the name Pink and Teal Challenge. So thanks to Deb Bishop, our communications director, she came up with that one. And it is now the Pink and Teal Challenge. We welcome everybody to participate on Mother's Day weekend. The actual event is on Saturday. We used to do it on Sunday. Everybody, don't show up on Sunday. You'll be late.
Oh, okay.
But
you're changing everything on me.
I know. May 13th. May 13th. And, I mean, along with that change, we are moving to Monroe Community College.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yes.
Good.
Where parking is a dream. And
yes!
I know.
My kid plays a lot of baseball there and basketball. And I'm like, there's parking everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's amazing. It'll be wonderful. And I have to say, they've been wonderful. They're a great community partner. Mm-hmm. They cannot do enough for us. They've bent over backwards. There'll be...
Oh, they're so great when my kid plays any sports there.
Yeah.
All the people that work there are wonderful.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, it's great. And I bet all three of us are...
alumni.
Are alum
Absolutely.
Of Monroe Community College. Are you not?
I would if I was from here, I think, but I'm not originally from Rochester.
Well, go take
and
a
actually,
course.
You would know if I said Rochester, right? And not Rochester. Rochester. How do you say it?
Yeah, but it's we're looking forward to it. There will be a virtual component. We learned everybody had to pivot in 2020, which we pivoted as well. We turned it into a weekend. So we had people participating in Thailand, Alaska, Europe.
That is awesome.
It was wonderful. Family members, any place that you can walk 5K. Or if you're, you know, if you want to run, you can run too. But we will still have our women's 5K.
If you're
5K.
One of those runners, go ahead.
But it kicks off that Saturday morning, May 13th in person. But I think the real kickoff is like 5 p.m. Friday to midnight on Sunday for those participating virtually.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I always love this event.
Yeah.
And now that you renamed it, that's why I said event, because I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We've changed.
What are they doing over
what
there?
What are they doing at the breast cancer? I love it.
Yeah.
So how do you just go on your website to get all the info?
Yes. And that is bccr.org.
That's wonderful.
That's the acronym for Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. And bccr.org. And it should pop right up.
Yeah,
it
and,
does.
Yep.
It talks about the 5K run, the walk, the event, the virtual run.
Yeah.
I'll do the virtual run. virtual walk. And then it says one lucky runner.
Yes.
What's that?
One lucky runner. And that is that this is a women's 5K. So anyone who identifies as female can do this event. And then anybody who doesn't can buy a raffle ticket and participate. We've had so much fun with this. We had the first year we did this, I remember his first name is Mark and I can't remember his last name, but he dressed up in a tutu. He had the boa. He had everything. He didn't win the race. But he had a lot of fun and was celebrated
for
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of sponsors, and I just want to point out one specific sponsor because I love them.
Yeah.
Spalina Materials.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of my
yes.
favorite people, Dave and Renee. I love them.
Oh, my gosh. And they are so wonderfully generous. And
they're so generous.
Yep. You know, she's got the fairy godmothers.
Yep, fairy godmothers.
Oh my gosh, they've got the restaurant
Panavino.
On Monroe Avenue, Panavino. Mm-hmm. They've got and now Charlie's Frog Pond.
I know,
coming right up. I don't know
they're
what they're
so
going to
awesome.
Rename it.
I just
are.
Love them so
they
much.
Really are.
And I know you have a lot of other sponsors, but I just wanted to recognize them because my husband knows. That's how I got to know them because my husband had done some stuff with them. And I just think they're amazing people. I just love this community because there's so many amazing people. And when you meet them,
absolutely.
And then you see them again and again,
yes,
you know how good they are.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And walking in this event, all the proceeds stay right here in our own community. We have wonderful programs and services.
Awesome.
I'm going to throw it over to Christina to talk about those a little bit. And that's what you're funding. It stays here. It actually matters.
Yes. Everything stays right here. Actually, following COVID, we're now serving folks in 27 counties in New York State.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
That's the beauty of virtual
programs. And you only
programs.
Have 11 people.
Almost 12.
Okay. All right, Holly.
Yes.
I think you need to hire me.
So a lot of our networking groups... Our networking groups, some of them are virtual, some of them are in person, so we can kind of target whichever works for the person that's new to us. And that is a way that people who wouldn't drive in to Rochester can still take part. They can still get support. They can network with other people going through something similar. And, you know, they can just know that they're not alone.
Right, because even still, even now, as much as we know, as much as we've heard, grown, seen other people go through it, when it's you, you're like, whoa, what do I need to do first? I don't know.
Right.
You know, so.
And there's just a lot to be said for talking to people who have been through something similar. It's just a really important part, especially initially. So we make sure there's also a lot of word of mouth that happens between folks who have used our services and then they find out that someone they know is newly diagnosed. And there's that word of mouth, which is another way that it's spread through all these counties farther out. And people are coming to us all the time. We're able to also utilize some private hidden Facebook groups so that people can connect and ask questions of one another.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Absolutely. We recently just started a Sisters of Color group. So that's going to be specifically for anyone that has a breast or GYN diagnosis, that's Black, that, you know, just wants to...
Hispanic, Asian,
they
Pacific
wanna
Islander.
See people like them, too, which is huge. And that group is really wonderful. We have two amazing facilitators, Ashley Pinkney and Fatima Bannister. I can't say enough about the process that we went through with focus groups and the folks in the community telling us what helps them, what they would have liked to have seen. And we took it and ran with it. And the response has been amazing. So that's one thing that's newer to us. We also have a group for folks who are specifically newly diagnosed or in active treatment. That one is facilitated by a retired nurse practitioner from a breast surgeon's office. So it's almost like having a little bit extra time with your medical provider to ask questions.
Oh, because there's so many questions.
Yes. Yeah. You don't even know the questions.
Yeah.
And that group has been amazing. That one is specifically on Zoom because our retired nurse practitioner likes to travel a lot. And she can
Zoom in
whenever, from wherever she is.
Yes.
It's so great. Yeah. So many different programs and so many different services.
Yeah.
And we go from there. And we still are doing, I was going to say a little naughty word, but I'll just say we're doing great advocacy work and we still are funding regional research. So it's spread out into 27 counties. We received our first proposal from Binghamton, SUNY Binghamton.
Oh, that's awesome.
Upstate Medical, Ithaca, down Cornell University, Roswell Park Cancer Institute, and of course, University of Rochester.
Yes.
Love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So much going on all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I when I drive by your offices, I'm like, I want to stop in and say
please,
hi.
Come
you
on
should.
In. Come on in.
We'd
love to have you.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to bother. Like I don't want to bother people like when they're working.
Oh, no.
But I always think about you guys
like
when
to be
I
interrupted.
Drive by.
Yeah, and we're always looking for a break too. I mean, we do serious work, but we also are a close staff that like to have fun. You know,
bring our dog to work.
Yeah, we bring our dog to work.
Oh,
we have
that's
theme
cool.
days. Yeah, we haven't brought cats to work. It doesn't work out.
Not yet?
No. I can't imagine.
No cat cafe.
You don't want my cats.
Area.
They're tough.
They travel with that.
They're
litter
tough.
Bag baggage.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, we appreciate you both for coming in today. This has been wonderful. Once again, the Pink and Teal Challenge is on Saturday, May 13th. At Monroe Community College.
We can't wait to see you.
It's going to be awesome. Check it all out, bccr.org. You can check that out. Check out all the information that we talked about today. Our guests, thank you, Holly Anderson, the executive director, and Christina Thompson. You two might have the easiest names to pronounce.
Oh, I know.
In the history of the shows that I've ever done.
We should change that.
Christina's the associate director of the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Good to see you.